or corn grows in
a field.
Yeah. And oh, you know what you call one of those little wooden fences that people have around their house?
Picket fence.
And now the kind of fence that can end your cattle if they run up against you.
Barbed wire.
And the kind with the interlocking
rail fence.
And when you set up a barbed wire fence, you gotta dig holes for the
post.
And oh, when people are talking about their best dishes, they refer to them as
china.
And in the old days, people would carry water in a
pail or a bucket.
What's the difference between a pail and a bucket? Do you have a difference?
The difference between a pail and a bucket. A bucket is deeper, and it's usually made out of. The old buckets I can remember were made out of wood, a wooden bucket, and a pail was kind of like a wash basin or a I don't know. It's made out of metal to me.
Yeah.
It's made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Now they both made out of plastic.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's plastic. Right. Okay. What do you call what you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And
or frying pan.
Yeah. Oh, you sometimes say fry. Yeah. That's good.
It depends on what you know. If you're going to cook eggs, you use a skillet. A skillet to me is a cast iron skillet.
Yeah. Oh, and that distinguishes it from, I think.
Well, not really. I mean, it's they're shaped the same and everything, but if it's a frying pan, it's
one of
these new gadgets,
yeah,
you know, stainless steel or
yeah,
got the Teflon in it or something.
The same distinction, I think. I say young people. what about something that you'd boil water on the stove?
It's a pot.
And if it was one of those...
Or a cooking kettle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about a container that you might cut flowers in? Made out of glass.
A vase.
And the three things you eat with are...
Knife, fork, and a spoon.
And now after you get through eating, you might say, well, you to the dishes, you've got to.
Have to wash the dishes.
And after you wash them to get the soap off, you've got to.
Get to rinse them and dry.
And what do you call a like small terry cloth thing that you wash your face with?
I call it a wash rag. Most people call it a washcloth.
I've called it a wash rag all my life. What do you call a type of cloth or something that people wash dishes with?
Dish towel or a dish rag.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And after you... like on a sink, the pipe that the water comes out of, you call that a...
Faucet or a spigot.
Now, what about when it's on the outside of a house?
I call it a spigot.
Oh,
or a hydrant.
Yeah. And, in the old days, people used to buy, like, flour and sugar and things like that out of a big wooden...
It was a barrel.
And, if people wanted, well, you might do this too in riding horses. If you want it to go faster, you hit it with a
quirt or a strap.
Mm-hmm. When people would
crop.
Yeah, and then like on a wagon or a buggy, like on the.
It was called a whip or a another name I've heard for it. Can't remember it either.
And now, like if you bought fruit or something at the store, the grocer would put it in a paper